There are two multi-day events that are going on right now in New Hampshire, and both feature plenty of food and entertainment. Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo, has the beat on both. Amy is here now with details about market days in downtown Concord and the Stratum Fair. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So let's start with market days.
Yes, so this is going on in downtown Concord through Saturday. And as you said, all sorts of food, music, demonstrations, activities for the family, just, you know, something for everyone.
What's new this year?
Well, one of the things they're doing new, it's called Inflatable Extravaganza. And so this has something, again, for people of all ages. There's a junior space for the kids under about 4 feet, all sorts of bouncy related activities for them. There's kind of a sports themed inflatable attraction for older kids and adults. But I think the thing that's probably going to get talked about the most, Mechanical Bull.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Mechanical Bull.
So the organizer was saying, you know, it's sort of like the Mechanical Bull you think of, you know, from movies about bars in Texas.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Should I bring my cowboy hat?
Well, you should. But don't worry, because if you get thrown off, or maybe when you get thrown off, there's an inflatable there to catch you. So, you know, again, for adults, but, you know, some fun to be had, I think, both by the people who ride the bull and people who watch.
How important is market days to downtown Concord?
Well, you know, they estimated that last year it brought in about 50,000 people to the downtown. And so for a lot of stores, this might be their big weekend where they do a lot of sales. For some stores, maybe it's not so much about the sales. It's about, you know, introducing themselves to new customers. You know, one of the organizer's recommendation was, if you've never been before, you know, come for some attractions and then maybe kind of come around a meal so you can go to one of the restaurants or one of the vendors. But, you know, this is a chance to maybe try out some new restaurants downtown. It's all about introducing downtown Concord to a whole new audience.
It seems a little strange to be talking about country fairs right now. We have most of them in September and October, but the Stratum Fair is also happening right now and in this weekend.
Yes, and this runs through Sunday. And it has, you know, again, kind of all the fair attractions, carnival rides, you know, there's a pie eating contest, all the food that you might think of at a carnival. But also, this is a 4-H agricultural fair.
Yeah, what is a 4-H fair? What is that? Why is it unique?
Well, so this is a chance for the kids who are in 4-H clubs and who are raising animals themselves to show them off. And a lot of these kids are going to go to a variety of fairs throughout this season. And the organizer I spoke to said that you are never going to see better cared for animals than these animals taken care of by these kids who range in age from elementary to teenage years. Chickens, goats, rabbits who might participate in a rabbit hurdling contest. You know, a lot of the contests that they're in, it's about judging them based on the standard. So these kids are trying to get their animals look like the standard set out, you know, for the 4-H clubs, what the animals should look like. A few of them, the animals are going to be doing things with the kids. There's the rabbit hurdling that I mentioned. There's an oxen pull with baby oxen. So you've got kids running baby oxen, and that can get kind of unpredictable. But for the kids, it's really kind of showing off and getting to see what other kids are doing.
This is kind of one of those unique things about living in a rural state like New Hampshire, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, there's even an activity. So I've always thought that this sounded like fun, the pig scramble. And a lot of times the kids who enter this are kids who live at farms. And so the goal of this is they put maybe 10 to 12 kids in a pen, 10 to 12 little piglets, and you try to catch the pig. And the winner gets to take the pig home, which is why they sort of stress, like, you know, you get to take the pig home. So consider before you enter.
Yeah, right. And you know what? It's not as easy as it might sound.
Well, it's actually most kids do not go home with pigs.
That might be a good thing.
I think so. You know, this was, they were talking between the pig scramble and the pie eating contest. Don't wear white to this fair, you know, particularly if the kids are going to participate. But it is a chance to really see, you know, these different aspects of agricultural life. And even there's an opportunity to milk goats if you want to sort of get in on the fun and maybe try out some of this yourself. They even have some goats there for milking.
So you can milk a goat, grab a pig, eat some pie.
Exactly.
Editor Amy Diaz writes for The Hippo. She joined us with details on Market Days in Concord and the Stratum Fair. They're both going on right now. You can read more in this week's Hippo and get links at nhpr.org. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.